About Yaakov and Esav, and the pasuk says, "Vayhi Yaakov." It says, "Vayhi Esav ish yodei atzayid ish sade." Esav was a hunter, a man of the fields. The Yaakov ish tom yoyshev aholim. Yaakov was complete. He was simple. He sat in the tent. Which tent did he sit in? He sat in the tent of the Beis Medrash. Shem ve'eved. What exactly though does it mean? Esav was an ish sayid ish sada, a hunter out in the field. That's the simple translation. But if you look in the Targum Yonason, there's a famous Targum Yonason, which is quoted here in the Imre Baruch. He brings it down. But the Targum Yonason translates the following. He says, "Vahava Esav." Esav was Givar, a man, Nichash Richon. That's a hard Aramaic word. Nichash Richon sounds like, I don't know, like in Hebrew, like Nachash, like a snake, but that's not what it means. Nichash Richon means, Tosva says in Baba Kama someplace, Odom Botel, a guy who just sat around and did nothing. He wasted his time. He was out in the fields doing nothing. Maybe he was hunting, but essentially he was doing nothing. He was wasting his time. And what about Yaakov? Says Unkelus, V'Yaakov gevar sholem be'uvdoi. Yaakov was complete in serving Hashem. U'mishamesh be'beis midrasha de'ever. He hung out in the Beis Medrash of Shem ve'ever. Tova ulpon. Min kedam Hashem. What is tova ulpan? Tova means he demanded ulpan to be taught. He demanded Torah from before Hashem. He sought out the Torah. So Rabbi Ruchem Lvovitz, famous mashgiach of the Mir Yeshiva in Poland, in his Sefer on Chumash, it's quoted again here in the Imre Baruch, he says, following that when the Torah wants to describe the difference between Yaakov and Esav, so it tells us, it doesn't tell us explicitly in the Psukim that Esav was doing tons of Averis and Yaakov was a big tzaddik sitting and learning all day long. It describes them in these terms. Esav was a hunter out in the field, or as Yonasan ben Uziel says, he was a time killer. He just wasted his time. He was wasting time. And Yaakov, on the other hand, was someone who was looking to grow. He was tova ufon. He came to the Beis Medrash because he sought to grow. He sought to gain knowledge, to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rabbi Ruchem, in essence, in the nutshell, this is what the Torah is telling us, the entire difference between Yaakov and Esav. The entire difference was in their mindset and in their motivation. What are they looking for? Esav is looking for a good time. He's looking to relax. He's looking just kill time. Let me see how I can enjoy myself and kill some time. Hunting, okay, maybe I can hunt. There's a famous, actually, tshuva of the Noi de Yehuda, quoted in Shulchan Aruch, I forgot where, but the Noi de Yehuda was asked, are you allowed to hunt? Is a Jew allowed to hunt for, obviously, you're not going to eat these animals. It's just, they're nevelous. Are you allowed to hunt as a sport? Are you allowed to hunt as a sport? So I think the Noi de Yehuda says, based on this Targum Yonason ben Uziel, he says he thinks it's usur. Why? Because it's Esav. It's just looking to kill time, not doing anything for any ta'elas, nothing productive in hunting. It's just stam, wasting time. Another form of, how can I entertain myself so I can waste more time? As opposed to Yaakov, who's looking to grow. And Yaakov is tov ulfon. He's called a mevakesh Hashem, someone who seeks out Hashem. And we saw this morning, Rabbi Chaim Shulevitz points out that those that come to learn Torah in yeshiva, they have this quality of mevakesh Hashem. They're coming to seek out Hashem, to grow. That's the chiluk between Yaakov and Esav. So he says a person has to protect himself in put himself, make sure he's still in that track. He's on the Yaakov Avinu track, the track that he's looking to grow. He's looking to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to gain more knowledge, and not to just find a way to fill his time with different forms of entertainment, which could distract him and make things, so to speak, oh, it's pleasant, and just so the time can pass. That's the Esav attitude towards life. Let me find different ways that I can enjoy myself so that time can pass, as opposed to Yaakov, who's looking for the Torah, he's looking for actual meaning in life, for things that have real significant meaning. So Baruch Hashem, all of us are Bnei Yeshiva, came to Eretz Yisrael to learn Torah. It was maybe an act of Mesiris. For everyone, it was Mesiris Nefesh, to leave your family, to come to Eretz Yisrael. You're in yeshiva, away from home. It's not so easy. You're all in the Bechina, all in the category of Yaakov Avinu. We have to remind ourselves, mechazik ourselves, that we want to remain in that category of those that are the children of Yaakov Avinu, following the track of Yaakov Avinu, and not to chas v'sholem get caught up by things that could distract us that are more maybe Esav-like. And this is one of the important lessons in this week's parasha. Yes, mecha, oh, mincha. One nigga and then a mincha. Yes, mecha.